Jared Sampson here at the beautiful Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort, here with Leslie Fitzmaurice, the director of Your Sensations. She's going to talk to us a little bit about what's going on here for the 2014-2015 New Orleans Sensations calendar shoot. Leslie, give us a little bit of an overview of what's going on right now.
Well, if you can imagine 36 girls and about 20 crew people shooting a calendar in 4 days, that's about what it is. It's organized chaos, but it's a lot of fun.
I've been here a little bit to experience this for the first time through the entire process, mm-hmm. and I've seen all the different variations of what's going on. But tell us about some of the particular shots that all the girls are doing and then some that some of the girls have elected to do.
Well, of course, the calendar features every girl, and we use a white bathing suit, which everyone looks good in, and a beautiful surrounding. And then some girls are selected or even choose to shoot for a month, and we try and match them with a suit in the location that best suits them, and it, you know, makes for a lot of fun. But we never know what we're going to turn out with until we get the final picture.
And what are some of the locations that we've experienced here at the Sandestin Golf and Beach Resort?
Well, it's so beautiful here in Sandestin, and we have so many opportunities to shoot in so many locations. Of course, on the bay and the beach, which is obvious, but of course Marina is great. They have Baytown, and obviously, you know, you're just walking through and all of a sudden you just get inspiration for, oh my, that might look great.
Let's talk a little bit about what it takes to put this on. We know the location and scouting locations, mm-hmm. but what about the behind the scenes people? We have a team of people here that
yes.
wouldn't believe. So tell us about the photographers, the CST crew, the digital media saints crew. All
right.
Of this stuff.
You have the still photographers. They come with like five or six. You have the CST crew. They come with like five or six. And then you have the saints crew, and they come with five or six. Then you have hair and makeup, and they come with like 10. So, you know, and meals time, I'm like, I need meals for 60. We only have 36 girls, but we have that many people behind the scenes making everybody look good because it's a team.
And the team that comes with you, they've always done this shoot. I know your photographer has been with you for a while.
Yes.
CST, we have the same crew from
yes.
previous years.
Hair and makeup, yeah.
And what does it help to have a team that knows exactly what they're getting into when it comes to this particular type of shoot? Because it's not a normal, like you said, everyday shoot.
Right. Well, I think people don't realize that we get up at 4 o'clock in the morning because we have to be up before the sun. And so we have to be on site and ready to go. And then late in the afternoon, we shoot from about 6 to... Sometimes we do night shots. So like tonight, we're going to be doing a shot with a beach bonfire. So that's going to be kind of cool. We've never done that before.
So your days are long. It's
yes.
a big team of people that you
yes.
have with you. The girls are sometimes experienced with taking professional
right.
photos and sometimes not. So it's a challenge. It's not.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, the finished product looks amazing and beautiful.
It's work.
But it's a lot of work
mm-hmm.
that goes
it's
into
a lot of work
it.
But we have a lot of fun. We do a lot of team exercises, and you know, I think from people can see from the videos, we try and build in a lot of fun, like carefree, you know. And the whole theme is you know, about the sand and the saints and Sandestin. And
you have a song that was specially written for this particular
yeah.
occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about that and how that all came about.
Well, last year we lip-synced to 22. Just wanted to do something that was unique to us because the city's unique, and so I felt like we needed a unique piece of music, and I reached out to a young upcoming artist and asked him to write something for us, and he did, and I think it's great. But it's just it'll portray the vibe that I want from this calendar shoot, you know, because it's really, we have an all-American audience, and so I'm very sensitive to, you know, making sure that the calendar is age appropriate.
Well, thank you for your time,
yeah, no
and
problem.
We look forward to seeing the calendar hopefully in
mid-August
yes. when the preseason starts.
It's an annual thing, and
annual
we
thing?
Sell them all over the world.
All over the world.
London,
so.
Mexico, you know, it's really become a big thing.
So Saints fans all over the world, be on the lookout for the 2014-2015 Sensations calendar, and know that it was a lot
awesome.
Of work, and it was a labor of love for you guys
yeah.
from your beautiful Sensations.